Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Laura Poyan Toledo was, as she described herself, a simple wife living in the Cuban capital of Havana when, in late March 2003, her husband, independent journalist Hector Maceda, was swept up in the Black Spring crackdown on Cuban dissidents. Journalists, libertarians, human rights and democracy activists, 75 in all, were arrested on charges that they were acting as agents of the United States by accepting aid from the U.S. government. That day, Laura Poyan chose to fight back, and within 2 weeks after the crackdown, she formed the Damas de Blanco, Ladies in White. Every Sunday, dressed all in white, female relatives of the prisoners gathered at the Church of St. Rita, the patron of lost causes. Then they would silently walk through the city streets, year after year, through good weather and bad. Despite harassment by police and mobs, the Damas de Blanco continued their silent Sunday walk to protest the incarceration of all prisoners of conscience in Cuba. In 2005, the European Parliament awarded the Damas de Blanco the Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought, and they received the U.S. Department of State Human Rights Defenders Award in April 2011. Despite long prison sentences of up to 28 years, most of the 75 Black Spring victims have been released, including Hector Maceda. But still, the Damas de Blanco marched. "I started fighting for my husband, then for the group, and now it's for changes for the better of the country," said Laura Poyan during an interview she gave to the Christian Science Monitor 3 years ago. Laura Poyan died on October 14th, but her fight goes on. The Damas de Blanco marched again 2 days after her death under a new leader, but with the same unrelenting determination. "We are deeply saddened by the death of the founder of the Damas de Blanco, Laura Poyan," said State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland. "Cuba has lost one of its most important voices of conscience. Mrs. Poyan will be remembered with gratitude by scores of former political prisoners who are now free thanks to her and the Damas. Through them and all who work for a democratic future in Cuba, her legacy will endure."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.